turning point of this game in your mind?
Probably the three goals they scored in a short span of time there in the second half of the second period. Prior to that, I thought we were really tight defensively. We didn't give up hardly anything, if anything at all, in the first. They scored the goal. We answered. Played hockey for a little, not too much after that, but it was that three goals for me. That was the turning point where they were able to jump out to a 4-1 lead.
Your team losing its composure in these stretches, Peter?
I think the goals, I don't know if it was necessarily composure. I think it was more there's two of those goals that came off of turnovers, so at that point it wasn't from the rush, it wasn't from a lack of composure or power play goals at that point. For me, it was we got pressured a little bit, we turned pucks over, and then from there, inside of the pressured pucks, I thought we were scrambling a little bit and unable to recover.
Do you feel like game one at times during this game where you guys had owned the majority of the shot, might get it past Hellebuck?
Again, I thought we had our moments to score. We had our looks. We hit the post a few times. We weren't able to capitalize. And like I said, in the second half of that second period, I thought there were breakdowns from the forecheck, and we turned pucks over. They were able to score. I mean, I think the game goes back and forth at times. I thought we had looks to score.
What do you say to your team after a game like that and knowing you have to go to Winnipeg?
Well, we had to go to Winnipeg anyway, right? I mean, we're going there anyway. The plane's already booked and we're ready to go. And there's no group that I'd rather be with to win one hockey game than this group.
Ryan's has had some decent success there recently. Does that bring some confidence?
Yeah, I mean, we've said that before. I said it coming in here when people were talking about Winnipeg. I said we've already won here this year. We won here in the playoffs, so we have to go there and win a game.
Do you want your players to pull from in this situation? They have experienced a lot over the past several years as a group.
I don't think there needs to be a lot to be said about that. This group's been built. It's been built for a game that, like the one that's coming up. And like I said, I've got a tremendous amount of confidence. I believe in them. I know that they believe in each other. And Winnipeg's a good team. We're going to have to go in there. We're going to have to play well. We're going to have to win a hockey game. And so the guys understand everything, all the information's on the table. Now we just got to go up there and do it. But there's, I think, just from what we've been through and growing this team and building this team, that there's a lot of confidence in that group.
Ryan Johansson said something to the effect of when you guys aren't 100% perfect is when they're able to capitalize. Is that kind of where this series is?
If you go back and look at it, there were some mistakes that we made in defensive zone coverage in that span of time where I do think that the game turned. It was a 1-1 hockey game. We just scored to tie it back up. We made some mistakes off of the forecheck, and we turned over some pucks, and it ended up in the back of our net. We didn't recover well from that. I don't think that the goal to help to start the third period helped with that thought of, you know, getting the next goal and jumping back into a game. It put that margin back in it for them. But we'll be better. We'll look at things and we'll make adjustments and we'll be better.